Kim Vealy, president of the Stockbridge Muncie Band of Mohicans, gives the Obama administration a B- for handling issues like health care and energy since last year's conference. Vealy says services at her tribe's health clinic will be greatly improved with funding provided by the new health care law. But she says congressional revisions and compromises with insurance companies on eligibility and coverage made it weaker than it was when the president first proposed it.
And we have to really change the national paradigm here on renewable energies. There's been some effort on that, but the commitment just isn't at the level that I'd like to see it. That is going to be what takes the United States, not just Native American communities, into the next century.
Vealy says green technology and mass transit are issues she wants to talk about when she visits with President Obama again. Meanwhile, Rick Hill, chair of the Oneida Nation of Wisconsin, gives high marks to the administration for health care, federal stimulus money, and the Tribal Law and Order Act, which the president signed in July.
It does really reinforce the idea of law enforcement on the ground with our own law enforcement agencies. Also enhanced ability for prosecution. All in all, in terms of the high rates of crime and sexual violence on reservations, this specifically addresses some of those needs.
Like Vealy, Hill wants the president to address sustainable and green energy development with tribes. He also hopes to discuss land and treaty issues. Both Hill and Vealy say in terms of Native American issues, the Obama administration is the most receptive one they've seen. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.